Kyle Mullen is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
Good. How's that new baby treating you?
Oh, boy. You know, up all night. You know what I mean?
All right. Make sure you lose my number on your speed dial, all right?
I've seen a lot of... I've seen Susan Schmidt's campaign commercials late at night, so I can tell you that.
You know, her signs are all over the Williamston area, too. She must have some fans out there. Yeah, yeah. I see her signs everywhere. Well, let's talk about this abortion bill. There's three pieces to it, and Mr. Meadows... says that Mr. Jones has the wrong information. Is this bill going to pass the Senate?
Yeah, it will pass in the Senate, and it's because it's because Right to Life has a supermajority in the Senate, and that's why. Rick was going to pass these, I thought, in September, but he's for some reason decided to put them on hyperdrive and go ahead and move them out of his committee and. Put them in a position to pass on the floor in August. It seems that Right to Life is able to get their stuff passed right around election time, right when they want to get their, they kind of do this, what I would call a gut check on the members to see where they are on their legislation. And I think this is part of that. I think really typical Right to Life fare as far as trying to stop stop coercion of abortions, and then also trying to make it more difficult for these operations that do perform abortion by requiring certain equipment and then disposal practices of fetuses.
Will the governor sign the bill?
He hasn't said so, and I think he probably will. He is a pro-life, but. What I find interesting is that there's a different bill out there that's still in the House that hasn't gone anywhere, and that's the one that would restrict abortions after 20 weeks. That bill didn't move out of the House along with this abortion coercion bill, which has been kicking around, by the way, for years and years and years. And I think it's interesting that one hasn't moved. And Tim Skubick has reported that the governor just doesn't want to see that one on his desk. He feels that one a little bit more sticky than abortion coercion, which you can make a viable defense for. So I do think Snyder's going to sign the current abortion bill that passed out of Rick Jones's committee. He hasn't said no to a lot so far with this Republican legislature, and this one is just so big that if he does veto it, Right to Life is going to find somebody to run against him in a primary next time if he decides to run. And it won't be one of these divided primary situations where, there's three other people carving up Right to Life support. I mean, it's going to be a mano-a-mano race. And I just think he's going to try and avoid ticking off Right to Life if at all possible.
All right, Kyle, before we let you go, set up next week. What can we expect from the state capitol?
Well, next week is going to be that last full week before the primary election. So I think we're going to hear more noise from this U.S. Senate race, the Republican primary. That has really been kicked into gear this past week and the week prior with Super PAC ads and Pete Hoekstra and Clark Durant campaigns really going after each other. I think there's going to be folks watching that. There's a lot of attention paid to some congressional races across the state. Can Nancy Cassese mount a successful write-in campaign? How's Gary Peters going to do against Hanson Clark? Is John Conyers really in trouble over there in Detroit? And then there's also kind of a fun one over in the 3rd District, which is the Grand Rapids area, with Steve Pesca and Trevor Thomas that we're going to be keeping our eyes on. So it's going to be all primaries all the time, I think, next week as we ramp up and gear into that August 7 primary.
All right, it's going to be fun.
Oh, it should be. But we've got a special front row seat here in Lansing, and that we've got, a lot. One, two, I would say five competitive state house primaries here with the Lansing one to 68th, East Lansing, Meridian Township 69th, South Lansing and South Ingham County in the 67th. And
all right.
DeWitt.
All right.
One DeWitt as well.
All right, Kyle. Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Tony.